Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Be aware of your enemy. And I was driving somewhere. I didn't get there. We have to keep driving until we get there. I want to show what the Lord wants to show. And I prep it like this. And this is it. I'm not going to have one closing today. This is it. I want to show. Y'all laughing, but I got it. I want to show you and me. We have a saying saying we are better together. The church has been wrong. I want to show you how we can turn this city right here. We can turn it upside down. And we'll do what God said. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody getting help today? I want to give this invitation, praise God. You know, we talk about the word. I want to begin to put even more, did you hear what I said? Emphasis on the new birth, the reality of it. Did you hear what I said? The reality of it. Because once you come into the kingdom of God, you qualify for everything that's in the kingdom. Did y'all hear what I said?
Amen.
Once you are born into the kingdom, you become an heir of that kingdom. And many people allow, because it's not properly, I don't know whether we put enough emphasis on it or pray about it, or because the devil is trying to hold people in darkness. But once you come into the kingdom, you become an heir to everything that's in there. Whatever Jesus is an heir to, you are too. And that's why you get in that book. It's a book of life. And find out all that you have become an heir to, so you can enjoy it now. Not when you get to heaven. Yeah, we're going to enjoy it when we go get to heaven. But God wants you to enjoy it now. Right? I think we need it now. No, I don't think. I know we do.
Amen.
And God wants you to enjoy and receive, so when the enemy comes, you are not disturbed. You're not moved. Hallelujah.